Wow. Yeah. All right. We're back.
Yeah. Riff
Squad.
Yeah.
It's called Riff City, right?
Yeah, it's called Riff City. It has been for 8 episodes, yeah.
Well, I just can't remember.
You named it, Daddy.
I did name it. Riff. Riff.
Riff. Riff. Riff. Riff. I'll tell you what. These riffers, they got a lot of content to listen to.
Yeah, they got a full batch. They can binge the cast. They start getting hip to the city. They're catching on our catchphrases. They're starting to be riffers. They're being cool.
Yeah, they're going out on their own. They're trying to impress the people at the cashiers of the world, the waitresses of the world. They're throwing their own riffs out there.
Mm-hmm.
God, this shit goes.
Is going a good thing?
Mm-hmm.
He kept saying it goes, and I was like, where's it go?
It goes in your ears, in your heart, in your mind.
It goes in my heart and my mind. I'm rap. Yup. Yup. Rip.
It's my favorite part. The little boing, boing, boing.
Boing, boing, boing. Yeah.
Dude, I want the Riff City Riffers to, like, we need a jersey, man.
Riff City Riffers.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be nice. I mean, you know, to get a custom jersey, we'll have to get more than that. We'll need more fans. We'll need the word of mouth.
Yeah, I know. We need Letterman jackets.
Got that city sound effect.
Ooh.
You're just out. We're in the Riff City. It's after dark. I'm trying to score the J. You're trying to score.
Ooh.
You're trying to get that joint. Seeds and
stem. Yeah, I'll get a joint with you. I'll get a joint with you. Of course. People are fucking flying. It's like the lights don't exist.
Yeah, dude, it's after dark. People are scoring some drugs. They're getting wild in Riff City. I'll tell you what's been going on with me is I've been trying to figure out where to put my tongue in my mouth. Do you know?
Excuse me?
I'm trying to figure out the proper resting position for my tongue.
Dude. You're doing a thing now where you're going to launch me into a full panic.
Because
I've never thought about that, and now that's all I'm going to be able to think about. Thanks,
well,
dude.
Well, bro, I've been in that for about 5 to 6 days, so I got it. This is like the ring, or what's the thing? It follows. I'm passing it on to you.
Dude, fuck off, dude.
Nah, no, you're
fucking where chain lettering me.
Where's that tongue at, bro?
I don't know, dude. I think I keep a pretty fucking open mouth, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, apparently being a mouth breather is a bad thing. I listen to this podcast. It's called How To, and it tells you how to do stuff. There was one episode about how to rob a bank, and that shit was fucking wild.
Whoa.
Yeah. And apparently,
okay, let's stay in that vein. How would you rob a bank?
Apparently,
watch out.
Apparently, you got to be, like, really intimidating when you go in there. You know, you got to you got to be, like, menacing, you know?
So like Brock Lesnar.
Yeah. But apparently, if you go to prison and you're a bank robber, the bank robber is, like, he is, like, the highest in the food chain. Like, nobody fucks with a bank robber. And you don't have to worry about, like, people fucking with you. You're
really?
You're, like, in a special status.
Why? You got caught.
Yeah, but you're a bank robber. I mean, I think even prisoners think it's cool. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I mean, bank robbers were fun. Bank robbers were cool, like in the 1930s. I mean, like, you know, I mean, I don't know if they were ever cool, but, you know, we do have, in America, we definitely have an affinity for bank robbers. You know? When, like, especially when somebody starts robbing, like, 20, 30 banks, they give them a nickname, and people are like, you're like, I hope that dude don't get... I mean, as long as they ain't killing people, I'm like, go for it. But it does traumatize those people that are like working at the bank, you know?
Of course.
They're only making like, you know, whatever a bank teller makes. That's like the worst day. That's the worst day of their life. You know what I mean?
Well, it's literally, I mean, I'm sure they
it's not cool for those people. It's fucked up.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, you know what? I knew a bank robber.
You knew a bank robber?
Yeah. I knew two brothers that robbed two banks. I saw the one dude get arrested. He was my friend in high school. And I'll tell you what, we used to skateboard together, and he would wear wrist guards and we'd make fun of him. And then that dude grew up and he robbed the bank in the little neighborhood I lived in. He robbed the bank with his brother. His brother wrote in Sharpie a fake name on his neck. And the bank teller, when she told the cops, she was like, yeah, and he obviously didn't have a tattoo on his neck. It was a Sharpie. And like, but they got away with it, and they went and took the money and they spent it all in Florida on like tattoos and weed and
man, they did some Florida shit with that.
Yeah.
Money.
Yeah.
And then they ended up in Nightcore.
Oh, hey, guess what happened? Hold on. Here we go. They went to jail for 8 years.
Ooh, zap.
Yeah. Didn't see your kid grow up because you robbed a bank. Big jail. You're in jail. You're a bad dad. Real bad dad.
These guys might know who you are, man. They might roll you off a bridge.
No, they're fine, man. We're friends. They've been to jail too much, dude. They do something to me. They got too many priors. They're going back forever.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, wild times. I mean, but that was like right when we were out of high school and like people were starting to go to college and shit. Like these guys were like, fuck it. And you know what? I'm not saying their name, so I could be talking about anybody, but you know, that's pretty wild. I saw the dude, my friend getting arrested on the street. It was like, wow, dude, there he is, man. We heard tale of this man robbing banks.
That's some wild shit.
Yeah. I saw him get caught, dude. I was like, damn, they got his ass out of the car.
Got.
It was wild, dude. Yeah. But yeah, we do romanticize
banks.
We romanticize banks.
Well, you didn't see that coming, did you?
I did not see the barge coming, dude.
Oh, I downloaded the wrong cartoon sound effect. That's just a cartoon wink, dude. Man.
I like that. Hey, I knew a bank robber.
Oh, you think I was going to?
I thought you were going to hit the wink.
No. No, I'm down. I'm downloading a real home run hitter of a fucking sound effect. Shit. Okay. I got to get
it. You know what sound effect, if I could throw my hat in the Rift City soundboard ring, okay. I'd like Stone Cold Steve Austin's theme music.
Oh, man, I'm not doing anything wrestling or wrestling related. I don't want nobody to think I like wrestling. Did we just lose our whole fan base?
Yeah, wait, I like wrestling, dude.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's entertaining, you son of a bitch.
I guess, yeah. I mean, it's just never been for me. I get it. I mean, sure. Some stuff I just isn't for me. I don't, you know.
Dude, watching it with a bunch of people is actually really fun. You notice how that became a thing, like in the last couple of years?
Nah, there's always been wrestling parties because there used to be like the wrestling like pay-per-view and people would get together and
yeah, WrestleMania. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, it's always been a thing. Hold on. God damn it. Man, well, fuck. I was trying to get the cartoon car noise. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing here. God
damn. The whole podcast just crashes.
I wanted to. Now I'm just. Oh, boy. Now I'm watching a commercial for the Winter Soldier. You're trying to podcast. I'm over here like deep in the fucking YouTube. It's we had.
I mean, all right. No.
I'm not letting you get off.
Okay. Let me get off.
Okay. We're getting this back on track.
Okay.
Now we're going back to tongue position, okay? You were trying to deflect.
Yeah, I know. I really was.
I listened to this podcast about breathing, and this dude said, like, in the past, maybe, you know, a couple hundred years, our mouths are, like, getting small. We're getting, like, baby mouths because our food is becoming, like, processed, and so we don't have to chew as hard, so our mouths are getting smaller. That's why people have, like, funky teeth that are going everywhere and shit like that. It's because our mouths are getting – that's we got, like, tiny baby mouths because we're just not fucking – and then he was telling – like, the guy was talking about all these exercises, but then he said your tongue should be, like, behind your top teeth. That's where it should be, like, resting and shit like that. Isn't that wild?
Yeah. This is a bad thing to do on a podcast, but like I was like closing my mouth and trying to see how it naturally sits. And I guess it kind of does, you know?
Your pod?
Yeah, it does. Like the tip of my tongue hits the back roof of my mouth, like little droppy down part, you know?
That's where your tongue naturally goes.
Yeah, if I'm just sitting here, yeah.
You didn't have to like make a conscious effort to put your tongue.
Now, honestly, I might be. Yeah,
I feel like my tongue was always down there on the bottom teeth, touching them.
What, like pressing down? It feels like your tongue isn't that heavy.
It's just like it was just chilling down there, wasn't?
Dude, I'm realizing right now after this conversation, I'm having a real issue with my tongue.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Now that's all I'm thinking about.
Like, and then like when I'm trying to sleep at night, I'm like trying to put my tongue up there because I snore. And they say if you do this, if you get your tongue back in fucking order,
yeah,
you won't really snore as much, or you snore way less. So now,
yeah, once you wrangle your tongue, you'll stop snoring, man.
And this guy was talking about some wild shit. He goes, yeah, for like an hour a day, you should just put scotch tape over your mouth so you just breathe through your nose and shit.
Dude, all right, what fucking podcast are you listening to? Things that make me scared.
It's called how to, and this one episode was about how to breathe, and I was like, am I gonna really listen to how to breathe? I know how to breathe. And then I listen to it and I go, bitch, I don't know how to breathe. I'm in a fucking real problem. Damn it. God damn it.
I heard the click too. I knew it was going to be good.
I didn't want the night court. I wanted. Then I realized that I was going to yell, I can't breathe, but that's like, you can't say
yeah!
that.
You
cannot say that. But the truth of the matter is I'm breathing incorrectly. That is for 100%. I'm out here gulping in. Because this guy that I'm just gulping in like air through my mouth like a big dumb fish.
Dude, Dave, you do honestly, man. And I don't know if I'm breathing correctly, but I can tell you right now, just based on knowing you for years, you ain't breathing correctly, brother. I know you're not. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You breathe out of your nose and your mouth and your ears probably, dude. You're a wild man.
But see, now I'm like, I'm consciously like, there's like periods of the day now where I'm just constantly, I got my mouth closed. Because this guy was saying like, the guy that was telling you put tape over your mouth, he was saying that breathing, he would like, He was like breathing through his mouth, and he was always getting like bronchitis and like other fucked up shit. And he was like, man, and he's like a healthy dude. He wasn't like hacking butts and fucking being a dirtbag. He was like into surfing and just being all American and shit. And he was always getting sick. And then he started fucking breathing through his nose. And apparently the nose is the natural filter for the body. And then he just stopped getting sick. And like now he can hold his breath for a crazy amount of time. Like he also did some real wild shit where he put like this retainer in that made his top of his mouth bigger and shit. I'm going to read it. He wrote a book and I'm going to read it, but the library, you can request a book, and then I'm like the 50th person in line for that book. So people
for the breathing book.
Yeah, apparently this guy was on NPR and this podcast. Like, he's done a lot of press for it, so there's a lot of heat behind the fucking How to Breathe book. So that's crazy. Usually, like, at the library, because they get a lot of copies, it's the whole L.A. library. Sometimes I'm, like, third or fourth waiting for a book. But the 50, that's wild.
Yeah. You ain't seen that book for 2 years. Just buy it.
Yeah, I could just buy it, you know. I mean, I did give the guy a big shout out. I didn't remember his name.
Also, dude, that kind of shit fucking freaks me out. Like, I feel like I breathe all right, you know? I mean, I'm not a loud breather. I snore if I'm drinking, you know? But, like, I'm not like a prolific snorer like some of these people.
Yeah, some I might be a snorer, you know what I mean? So, I mean, like, I'm getting serious about it. I don't want to have to get a CPAC. I don't think is it the CPAC? That might be the political conference. Or I don't know, the CPAP machine.
CPAP.
CPAP. CPAC is something different. But I just don't. My mom has one of those machines. And it's like, it just sounds like Darth Vader's, like, hanging out in there. So I don't want people to sound, you know, I also don't want to die. You know, I mean, there's plenty of other stuff I could cut out, but, you know.
What do you got? How do you train? How do you retrain an involuntary thing?
Well, your tongue is incredibly strong, apparently. You know, it's just like working any other muscle. You know, your tongue is a muscle. They say if you got improper tongue position, you could also have bad posture. I was like, what? You're telling me holding the tongue in the wrong spot will make your back funky or neck funky? I'm like, that's some wild shit, dude. I mean,
yeah.
I know you probably weren't, you know, you thought we were just going to talk about big gulps and
yeah, dude, I didn't think this turned into the fucking medicine hour, dude. I'm scared of my tongue now because of you.
Man, you should be.
You fucked me up, dude. I thought I was gonna riff with my friend, and all of a sudden I'm like thinking about my tongue and my spine. And
next
what
time
about people without tongues, dude? They're fucked.
Nah, mate. I mean, the tongue isn't getting in the way of the breathing, probably.
That's true.
Next time you get real big, just start thinking about your tongue for a little bit.
Well, with full discretion,
you already real big.
I kind of smoked I kind of hit the ball a couple times before we started this episode, and now I'm all fucked up about my tongue.
You're just gonna be laying there in bed licking your lips and
yeah, dude. Just, wake up tomorrow, my tongue's gonna be all bent up and shit.
Just put in your mouth. The guy was saying, there's like people out there that massage the inside of your mouth and shit like that.
See, whose job is that?
I don't know. That's a wild.
Could you date somebody that was a mouth massager, dude? Yeah. Shit's weird.
Yeah, you know, if you were dating somebody that's a mouth massager, you would always have to be like, I'm not talking about blowjobs. She actually puts her finger in people's
yeah,
mouth.
Yeah. That's even weirder, kind of. Like, if you dated a porn star, people are like, oh, yeah, you date a porn star. We know what she does. But if you're like, yeah, my girlfriend, she's a mouth massager, people are like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it'd be bad.
Yeah. Dude, I like these street vibes we got going on after that tongue talk.
I figured maybe it'll cancel out the street noise from my busy street if we just... if we just lay down a track of street noise.
There's a person coughing on this. Did you hear that?
I didn't hear the cough. I didn't know there was COVID on this fucking city sound.
Dude, there is, dude. If you go back like 35 seconds or 15 seconds, there's a cough.
This was recorded right at the beginning of, this was like in New York City when the first person was like, ugh. And people were like, oh, what? What's that?
That was weird. That was weird. Different.
I wonder if everybody in my apartment building is going to die.
Dude, how offended do you get now when you see somebody spit on the street?
Bro, I haven't seen that. I mean, if somebody sneezes, I like almost fucking, like if I've been in like 7-Eleven, I've heard somebody sneeze, I've almost like pushed a whole row of stuff over jumping out of the road.
Yeah.
Just like...
Yeah, sneeze is like, I need a fucking hazmat suit immediately.
Bro, you better fucking shut it and get out of here. We're calling the outbreak team, all right? They're going to cordon off this area.
They might come and just shoot you for sneezing inside anymore.
Bro. Game over.
I had to, you know what I had to do the other day on the bike trail? No, dude, that would have been, I feel like in COVID times.
Gotta get on the woods. It's in the loop. It's looping now. It's looping. That's a big shit. That's a real big one. You're gonna need a lot of leaves for that
one. Oh, man. This is the most annoying podcast in the world, dude.
People love that number one.
Yeah, I know. It's people crazy, though.
They're going to love dude, it. It's wild.
Tell me about my tongue. What?
They don't want a podcast that's all static, you know, or just two dudes just talking. They want fucking...
They want the bells. They want the whistles.
Yeah, because that shit's unexpected. They're going to be walking up the subway steps, but they got their earbuds in, and all of a sudden they're going to fucking hear the fucking that, and they're going to fucking fall out and almost fall down those steps. We're almost going to be killing people with our hilarity. All right, so you're on the bike trail, you fucking...
Well, I'm on the bike trail, and there was somebody... There were these two people in front of me, and they had like a Mountain Dew, and they were sharing a Whopper, and... They had a bottle of Mountain Dew, and they were sharing a Whopper. And the man was too old to have some of the tattoos that he had a Hatchet Man from ICP tattooed on the back of his arm. He's like in his 50s. You know what I mean? This guy was like he's gone rogue. You know, no masks. They're just
juggalo.
Everybody knows. Yeah, dude.
Has anybody made that parody? And if they haven't, goddamn, we should do that, right?
Yeah, for sure.
I'm just a juggalo.
Yeah.
Dude. Okay, go ahead.
They had to. That has to be a thing.
It has to be. I'm just going to look up. You can get back to your story. So
in COVID times, all within the cove, I had like one of these. I had one of these hanging Johnnies, dude, up in the old nasal. I had a real bug sitch in my nase when I was riding the bike. And I was like, man, it was one of them ones where you breathe in and you feel like it's fully bouncing around in there. And you can't just take your mask down and fucking blow out, dude. So, like, have you ever left like a much needed blowout in your nose for too long until you like had to get somewhere and fix it? Dude, it's a wild feeling. It's like when you like hold in a burp or like a shit for too long where you get all
like,
yeah.
You sound like a foghorn sound.
Where you get like really uncomfortable, like your body is like, you're like, oh, dude, this is a new feeling. I had a full on new feeling.
Man, that's pretty wild for your age.
I did walk up the trail and fully blow out, full thing to nostril blow out into the wilder.
Boogers.
Yeah, I had to.
Mucus.
I had to do it, man.
You got to, man. You don't want to feel all funky out there. Now, where was your tongue positioned during all of this?
out like a fucking dying dog. Licking the inside of my mask. I couldn't my eyes started watering, dude. When you got a hard, nasty one up in the passage, it's just, dude, it changes you, man. My eyes watering, tongue out, screaming.
That's a rough sitch. It's a rough sitch.
Really is.
All right. Well, it's that time of the show where we do our word of mouth. And we're giving you some recommendations. Maybe it's a book. Maybe it's a podcast. Maybe.
Word of mouth. Word of mouth.
Maybe it's an 80s TV show about a court that happens at nighttime.
Word
maybe that's our recommendation.
Word of mouth. Word of mouth. Word of mouth.
Word.
Word of mouth. Mouth. Word of mouth.
Mouth. Words.
Word of mouth. Word of mouth.
Yeah. Oh, damn. I didn't mean to double that. I didn't double dose of the court.
Double dose of the word of mouth.
Well, I think my word of mouth is already, you probably already figured it out. It's going to be the podcast How To. It's this guy, he's a journalist. They're always, their episodes, I mean, you can almost say the Rift City is modeled after the How To podcast. Episodes are 30 minutes. That's about the only similarity. That's the only similarity, really. And then, like, he'll be like, how to lose weight or something, or how to make friends, or, you know, some, you know, and sometimes, but sometimes it's wild shit, like how to rob a bank and or how to breathe. So, but 30 minutes, you're going on your old man walk, or you're biking up to UDF to get in a fist fight. Just throw that podcast on and you might learn a couple things. Might learn a thing or two. Learn yourself something.
My recommendation this week is don't listen to that podcast, or your friend will tell you about it and you'll lose your fucking mind for a whole night. And freaking out.
We have a strict rule in Rift City, and that rule is yes and brah.
Well, yes, and listen to that podcast. My actual real recommendation is they came out. I bought a pack of them. Gluten-free Oreos. Put them on the board, Daddy. They are something to be on. All right. Dude, I make the worst recommendations. Mine is okay, let me redo it, okay?
I mean, when you, like, talk Oreos. About those shoes, they were like, I was, like, excited. People want to know about those type of shoes. You're out here like recommending gluten-free Oreos.
Yeah, I know, dude. Well, you know, every time we record this podcast, I forget that I have to recommend something.
And you're like excited. You're like a clothes horse. You're a fashion magnate.
I'm not really. Dude, I dress like a fucking dock worker.
Yeah, but you got a flavor, you know. There's probably like a hat, you know, that you could recommend or something to people. Maybe they're you're probably watching a television show.
Oh, okay. I will recommend
hats.
Hats. You already did that. I'll recommend this the Zack Snyder cut on HBO. If you got HBO Max.
The Max.
Man, I like all the superhero movies. I don't know where you lie on that. You like going to see them, right?
Sure.
I like watching them, but I don't really care about, like, Batman and shit. Because, like, they put – the Christian Bale Batman was good, right? It was really good.
Yeah.
But, like, the Ben Affleck fat neck little ear Batman, it's so weird, dude. And they put him – so Zack Snyder made a four-hour cut of –
Now, is Ben Affleck, was he smoking, was he hacking butts? Was he smoking darts? Was he smoking some cigs and eating donuts? And
dude, drinking? I wish.
If he was drinking some Dunkin' and he was like a burned out Batman, that'd be what's up.
Well, he is kind of older, but he's like even like a bad Bruce Wayne. And like, all right, so it's the Justice League. So it's like, you know, they got to bring Superman back to life and it's got this – this metal guy who knows all about computers, and then Aquaman, and then Wonder Woman, right? And then the Flash. So they all have superpowers. But Batman, he's just a dude in a car that keeps, like, the aliens just keep slinging his ass around for the whole fucking movie. He doesn't do one cool thing. He just comes up with the plan. He doesn't fight no normal people. It's him versus a bunch of aliens. And I watched it for 4 hours, and I gotta say, you just want to finish it, you know?
Snyder cut.
it's worth watching because it's crazy that it's that long and it's literally everything. But man, I just had some real issues with Batman.
Not a fan of the bat.
But I'll recommend it because it's, I mean, it's a way to waste a full evening. Make yourself some dinner. You'll eat a snack through it. Hell, you'll probably take two shits and eat another snack.
Started at 8, be done in a week.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Well, man, it's always great talking to you here on the Rich Committee.
Yeah. You made me feel like my recommendations are dog shit. My tongue's fucked up, man.
No, that's you, buddy. You're projecting.
Edit me out of this podcast.
You said that last time. I thought it would at least, I thought it would be at least a 50 to 60 podcasts before you wanted to quit.
No, I don't want to quit. I'll keep doing it. I'll find better ways to recommend. I mean, dude, you're always like breakdown.
You got it.
You're always recommending books and like cool shit. I recommended one pair of shoes. Then you're right. I recommended soda water and walks, dude. Who the fuck have I turned into?
I mean, soda waters and walks ain't that bad. You know,
was your dad yelling at you?
That was like somebody yelling on the driving by on a bicycle. It scared me.
Damn, yeah, that scared me. I heard it over here in Cincinnati.
Yeah, but you know,
whatever. I want a pair of dad shoes. That's the next thing I guess I'll recommend if I ever buy them.
There you go. You're out there. You're doing stuff. You're a hip, smart guy.
All right, way to talk me up. I feel better now.
Yeah, bud. You got that North Face hat. You could have recommended that.
Yeah, I recommend buying a $14 North Face hat.
See? You got you got a Zanies hoodie. You got a comedy hoodie.
Yeah, I recommend doing well at a club so they give you free merch.
There you go. You gotta get that free merch. I'll bring it up on stage. I'll just mention it. Hey, man, it'd be nice if I had a shirt. Come on.
Oh, dude, you probably got cool shirts, dude. I got some cool ones.
That's a lie. I did get a hoodie. I got a hoodie from a club that doesn't exist anymore. I mean, that's a nice.
Whoa, that's cool.
You know?
That is cool. Yeah, yeah. That's actually fucking really cool.
People are like, where's that club? You know, because they want to get booked there. They ask me
that.
I'm like, it don't exist. It was in a hotel. They shouldn't have spent this money on hoodies.
Yeah.
They spent their whole budget on hoodies.
Yeah, dude. Paid for the light bill.
Yeah, and that's a real that's a real tight market for people that want a comedy club hoodie, you know?
Yeah. Well, Zanies actually does it a cool way. They'll be like, if you buy one and you wear it to the Monday show, you get in for free.
That's
a pretty good move to sell merch, you know.
That's a good move.
Yeah.
All right, brah. Well, I'm gonna bounce.
All right, brah. All right. Well, good luck. Good night.
Good night. Keep on riffing.